Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. This is Eric Jorgensen with Affordable Appliance.
How are you doing today, Eric?
I'm doing good. I got a thing in the mail.
Yeah, of course. One of our offers for some equipment and capital.
Yep.
Perfect. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code on that thing? It should be closer to the bottom.
Yeah, actually, I've got a couple of them here.
Oh, okay. Give me the most recent one you got, I guess.
Well, actually, it's the first one, but there's one on this funky check thing, and there was one up here at the very top.
Yeah, give me the one at the very top.
That number is 2511-1601-0025-0479.
Perfect. Let me pull your file up real quick, Eric. How's your day going so far?
It's going okay.
It's going okay. Yeah, I like that. So, Eric, we did just get a new phone system. What's a good number to give you a ring back, just in case the call drops?
502-435-2404.
Perfect. All right. Hey, Eric, what I'm going to have you... Hey, you know what? I just lost that number. I'm sorry, could I have you repeat it again? It was computer.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What number?
The phone number to give you a call. Hey, you know what? I actually just pulled it up on the caller ID. So, like, 502-873-5890. Is that a good one to call you back? Or
that's actually my fax number.
Oh, okay. Let me get you. What's the other number?
The other one is 502-435-2404.
Perfect. Now I'm just going to have you answer a couple of questions that we have on file, confirm some info on the business, and then I'd be happy to answer any of your questions and get you in the right program. Does that sound good, Eric?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Perfect. And Affordable Appliance Services, LLC, is that the legal name of the business?
It is Affordable Appliance Service Incorporated.
Oh, okay, so it's incorporated. Is that a C-Corp or an S-Corp?
S-Corp.
Perfect. Let me write that down. And how long have you been in business for, Eric?
Well, the business has been in business for 24 years. But I acquired it almost 4 years ago. I acquired it in February of 2013.
Perfect. And are you the 100% owner, Eric?
Yes.
Yes. And just to double check, the Affordable Appliance is also your DBA name as well, of Portable Appliance Inc. Hello? Hello? Yeah, sorry, I think call got separated for a second. So your DBA name you're doing business as is Affordable Appliance Service as well?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. And last one, can you confirm the address for me, Eric, and you know that we get to get started?
Okay, the address that the business is registered under is 1917 East Garden Drive.
Perfect. Louisville?
Louisville, Kentucky, 40272.
Gotcha. How's the weather out there? Oh, Wailing's different?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Mailing address is P.O. Box 581212, Louisville, Kentucky, 40268.
268. Perfect. All right, so Eric, tell me a little bit about your business and the history and, you know, what you're looking to do here, what your goals are.
Well, What I'm looking to do, or what the business is a service business. We go out and repair washers, dryers, dishwashers, ranges, refrigerators in people's homes. We used to sell used appliances, but we don't sell used appliances anymore. Kind of needing a loan to get caught up on my on taxes and do some more advertising, and I need some more equipment.
Okay, so advertising. Let's do the grocery list. We'll run down real quick. So advertising. Tell me a little bit about that, and you know, what your plans are there. Is it direct mail marketing? Are we doing an online campaign, flyers?
Well, I wanna get more into the online. You know, I've got the yellow pages, but you know, that's covering the older people, the elderly people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More so. I kind of want to get more into the internet advertising.
No, you have to nowadays. It's pretty much an integral part of every business. So, you know, how's your advertising worked for you in the past? You know, do you have some numbers, you know, return on investment or anything of that nature? Or, you know, you just know it's been positive for the most part?
I know that it's just been positive for the most part. I don't have no numbers run.
No numbers. Yeah, that's good. So, you know.
I have been on a, I've been paying, what is it, $150 a month for internet advertising, you know, to get your name up on the list. But the company that I am using doesn't exactly, I don't know, I'm going to have to fire them.
They're not good at their job.
Yeah.
What is it supposed to be for Google searches? Like your name comes up first? Okay.
Yep.
I got it. So that's called SEO, search engine optimization. It's perfect. So you're doing a little bit of that currently, and not really seeing what you want in the results, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Eric, how much are you kind of budgeting to spend on your advertising campaign?
Well, right now I'm not really, you know, I'm the owner, but I'm not the bookkeeper. I've got the, mm-hmm. I've got the secretary and stuff that does that. You know, I would probably say, well, let's see here. With the yellow page advertising and the other, you know, I'm into it.
Just ballpark me. You don't have to get too, you know, spot on here, but you know, say I want to spend $5,000,
$2,000, $10,000. Well, I'm kind of wanting to. I'm kind of wanting to spend, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 more on advertising.
Okay, perfect. And we got a nice little ballpark there. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the taxes. So you want to just get caught up on taxes, or do you have any judgments against you or anything, like a lien or?
No, but the IRS is starting to do tax levies.
Okay.
So.
You want to get them off your back ASAP, I'm assuming. What do you owe those guys?
Close to about $10,000.
Yeah, right around that. Yeah, I heard I had a customer, man, going on for 20-30 minutes the other day about the IRS, and they're evil, and they're owned by England, and they're out to get us, and oh my god, you you should hear some of these guys. But no, that's good. 10,000, that's, you know, you're not too far behind there.
No, it's just more or less you know, payroll taxes and so
mm-hmm.
on. For some reason, it's just been kind of, we've run into these slow months, more slow months than normal.
It's the election year and the whole... We had Brexit in the beginning of the year, if you think about that.
Right.
We had... Well, no, before Brexit, we had oil take a dump in the beginning of the year. Then we had the Brexit. Then we had a few good months in the summer, and then now we're back to election fears. So it's pretty... This whole year is pretty much just kicking in the trash, start over 2017.
Right. But the IRS doesn't think that way.
No. The IRS is plotting against you constantly. it's funny, man. That guy was a real good time talking to him. Like, I could just see him just like getting all worked up on the phone on the other end.
Now I do have another loan out for capital funding.
Okay.
Which I still owe them. I took one out in July.
July 2016. What was the amount for that loan?
26.5.
Do you remember what your total payback was on that, or?
Well, for 11 months, I got to pay $153 a day that they take out. They take out $153 a day, 5 days a week.
I'm familiar with them. We actually have a program similar to that.
It's called Rapid Capital Funding.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with them.
I'm kind of looking for something that's got a little longer term.
Mhm. Yeah, how was your experience with the daily payment? I know some customers, it doesn't really affect them.
I'm still doing it.
Mhm. It's not, but I'm saying, like, what was your experience with it? Do you absolutely hate it? Is it something that you can never do again, or, you know, can you make it work? Because, you know, some customers they hate it. They don't want to do it anymore. They want nothing to do with it.
Right. I mean, I could deal with it.
Yeah. You know? Okay. I mean, to me, you know, personally, it doesn't really make make a difference. But I don't see, you know, if you're gonna budget for the month for your, you know, monthly payment, why can't you just budget for the day? It's the same thing. They're just breaking it up into five payments a week. And you know, the reason they do that is just because these are unsecured loans, and they're so risky. They want to get as much back as possible, so they like to get a little bit constantly rather than large chunks every month.
Right.
So, you know, understandably, from the bank's perspective, why they would want that. But do you remember what your payback total was? I mean, I can kind of do the math here.
I believe it was. 30-something.
From my math, it's going to be just $35,000 and, you know, like $300, so some change, something like that. So I just did like 21 payments a month times 11 months, and then did your 153 payment. It's kind of how I got that ballpark. So what is your current balance with them? You know, what do you still owe them?
I haven't even looked.
Well, I mean, I guess what would you do? I can do the math real quick. If you got this in July, so what has it been? August, September, October, so you're maybe, did you get mid-July? So maybe 3 months in?
About 3 months in.
Okay. So you probably paid off around $9,600, maybe call it $10,000. So yeah, I'd say you're probably basically paid off all of the interest.
Right.
Yeah, your balance is probably around $25,000.
Somewhere's around in there.
Yeah, I would assume it's around $25,000. Now, did you, you know, you, I did hear you mention something about equipment as well here, Eric. You know, tell me a little bit about that. Are we just talking about, like, general little small handheld tools, like, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I was talking more. I'd already picked up another van. You know, I had one van that was it's just got almost 300,000 miles on it. So, you know, I had to pick up another van, which I
when did you do that?
In July.
Okay.
You know, it's not paid for yet, but you know, I would like to kind of get that paid off of that, and just more or less kind of consolidate into one loan.
Mm-hmm. Now, Eric, I do, you know, just as a professional advice, probably against paying off some kind of equipment loan with a working capital loan. It's just not the best idea as far as, you know, use of funds, because, you know, you see from the rapid capital, these aren't the cheapest, and to be using that money, you want to use this money for something that you can put back into your business. You know, I don't want to just give you a loan to give you a loan, and it's not going to help you. What I'd rather you do is, you know, say you wanted to put $10,000 or $20,000 towards that equipment and to pay off that van. Instead of doing that, what's something that'll help your business grow, or what's something that, you know, we can make a profit on? And I would advise you to do that, then take that profit and then put that money towards your van. So that way, you know, you still have something to hold at the end of the day. Your van's getting paid and you're growing your business, rather than just taking a loan, paying another loan down. You're paying interest on interest, and the business is, it's not going anywhere, you know. You could do whatever you want. It's unsecured cash, but I would just, could you think of anything else that you could use that money for? You know, could you get you don't really deal with too much inventory, but you know what I'm saying? Could you get a discount somewhere?
Inventory would be good, you know, because if you can stock the van with good moving parts, that saves the trip to the parts houses.
There you go. So what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, you're gonna get an allotted amount of capital, basically, you know, either way. We're gonna say this is what we're gonna give you. You can use it to what you can. Now, I want you to use it to the best of, you know, for the best reason for your business here. So, like I said, paying off of a van that you already have a payment for, I'd rather you get a discount on inventory, you know, save some money here, save some money there, and use that saved money, use that profit to put into the van. And that way, you know, your business is growing, you're paying off the van, you're getting what you want, but you're not paying interest on top of interest and, you know, just digging a hole. And, you know, I mean, yeah, that's what I would just advise. But what were you looking for to pay off the van? Like, what's the figure there, I guess, amount-wise?
The amount wise on the van is 22.
Perfect. All right. So just kind of recapping here, 22K for the van, another 10K for the tax lien, and then depending, or not tax lien, just your taxes. And so then that brings us up to 32, and depending on how much you want to spend on advertising, will be anywhere from 37 to 42 for the total amount. Now, since this is going to be very similar to the rapid capital funding, that's pretty based on your revenue. What'd you do in gross annual sales last year?
I do believe we done like 225. It was over the 200,000 mark.
Okay, so just right around 225. And this year, would you say you're growing and going to beat that, or what do you want pace for?
I would say that it's either going to be the same or maybe just a little bit lower.
So right around the same, pretty much. And Eric, you know, how's your personal credit? Good, bad, in the middle? Can you get me pretty close at ballpark?
I'm ranging in between, I would say, 600 and 630. Not quite enough to get a loan from a bank.
Yep, yeah, I mean, especially nowadays, it's tough. You got to basically walk in there with a 700 plus credit score, and then you're still going to get shafted for crazy interest rate.
Right.
So yeah, it's the bank's tough. And the worst part about that is the time. You're going to wait 30, 40 days sometimes before they even get back to you just to tell you like, hey buddy, no dice. So that's basically what most of my customers have an issue with. They kind of just need to get things done. Who do you bank with, though? Just out of curiosity.
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. Do you have a line of credit with them, or?
No.
No LLC. Okay.
No, because my credit score is just not up there enough to, for them to deal with. I mean, mm-hmm. I've got on my personal account, I've got a secured Visa card,
mm-hmm.
which is bucks.
How much?
300.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they always give you they toss something in when you open an account. I think Wells Fargo did something very similar for me. It's like one of those like $300 cards, but yeah, I don't really use it too often. Eric, do you have any other companies that you're working with right now? Do you trying to go back to Rapid Capital, or didn't really like working with them? What was your experience?
Well, my experience is all right with them. I mean, this was my second time out with them. I had gotten one 6 months prior. Which was a small one. And then July, got another one, but had to pay off, what I owed before. So it just more or less totaled up to the 26, and I still owed them, owed them 10 or 15 still. So I had to pay that off in order to get this one. So, it was just more or less, it still wasn't enough money. The 26.5 still wasn't enough money to do what I needed to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the time I paid off the very first initial loan, that only gave me like $10,000 to work with in the line.
Gotcha. Hey, Eric, here's a proposal. Say we can, there's two options here with when you have a balance. Now, we could do something very similar to what Rapid Capital done for you, where they pay off the previous balance and then just get you money on, on top of that. So, I guess if you owed 25, that would be, we'd have to get you like something where like 50 or 60, pay off the 25, and you net the rest.
Right.
Now, based on the size of your revenue and the business, that's option number one. That's what we would like to do. I don't know if we're going to get enough money freed up for you to do that. And so the second option is what we call a second position loan. Now, basically, you familiar with a home equity line at all?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, so basically the way this works is we just get you a loan. Probably won't be as big as the one that's in front of us with Rapid Capital. But we would get you, say, $20,000 on the side, and you'd still make your payments to Rapital. We wouldn't be paying them off. We would just be next in line. So you would have a payment for them and a payment for us. And, obviously that's not the first option, because you want that one easy payment. But if we can't, that's our second option of choice, second weapon of choice, is to get the second position loan for you. So would that be something that is going to be a deal breaker for you? Say we could just get you, instead of paying off the other one, we just get you an extra $20,000 on the side. Would that be something you could use and just use it for the advertising and the taxes and worry about that, and we'll leave the van as it is?
Probably so.
Okay, so second position is an option. I just want to, you know, set this up right to where, you know, I don't want to come back with something that you're not even going to be able to use. It's not even worth your time. So, you know, I'm trying to save everyone time here. So, and also, you know, I want to provide value to you, Eric. I don't want to just get you a loan and, you know, see you later, because that's, it just doesn't work out for me that, like that, because we don't, you know, I get paid on, you know, return business. I get paid on units, not, you know, the amount. So it works better for me if I provide value to you, you want to work with me again and you come back. That's why I'm saying maybe paying this van down isn't the best idea. Maybe we'll use the money for something else and grow the business more. But, you know, first I want to just see what I can get for you, present some numbers, and we can go from there.
Okay.
So what I'm going to need from you is an email address, and I'm going to shoot you over what I need to get an application ready.
Okay.
Where can I send that?
That is affordableappliance1@msn.com.
Number1@msn.com. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I'll shoot that over in, you know, 5-10 minutes. And all it is it's a one-page application, super simple, very quick, and then I just need a most recent tax return for the business and 6 months of business bank statements. Okay. They can get that over to me maybe later today if you have time.
Either be a later stretch today or tomorrow, because I'm getting ready to
gotcha.
Go out. I'm gonna get my day started to.
All right. Hey, Eric, if I don't see anything in my inbox by the end of the day tomorrow, I'm going to give you a call Friday morning.
Okay.
Around the same time, good for you?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. Now, I feel like, you know, I've been doing a lot of the talking here. Do you have any questions, you know, last-minute questions, anything like that?
Your guys' interest rate.
Gotcha. That's the golden one. No, I mean, honestly, from what I'm looking at, I mean, I can't really give you any numbers yet. The underwriting does that. They kind of look at the bank statements, the tax returns, all that, and crunch some numbers. But from what I'm seeing here, honestly, probably get something similar to what Rapid Capital got you, maybe a little bit less, a little bit more, I don't know. It really all depends on the underwriting of it. It's kind of very complex, but the good part is that, you know, it only takes about a day or two for us to get numbers. So, you know, say you got me the application today. By Friday, I can have some numbers for you. And, you know, we usually can get you into a couple different programs to give you a couple different options, which is nice because, you know, it will basically give you, here's a month, here's your term, here's your payment, here's your, you know, loan amount, option A, B, and C. You can take higher, lower, longer terms. You have a couple different options, so it's nice. The ball's pretty much in your court. And, you know, if it's something that works out for you and you like, you can take it. We fund you in about 2 days. If it doesn't work out, we can always go to the drawing board, try and, you know, help you out. But if, you know, at the end of the day, it's just not something for you, then you just don't have to take it.
Right.
It's nice because the turnaround's so quick and it basically costs you nothing to see some numbers. So.
Okay.
You don't have to sit kind of wondering, waiting on a bank. Like, I'm going to give you a call hopefully Friday morning and, you know, say, hey, Eric, this is what I got for you. You know, I can have you some documents later today if you want. If not, you know, we can part ways and you can always come back later down the road, whatever. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All righty. I'll shoot that out in a little bit and I'll touch base with you on Friday or when you get that application over to me. Take care, Eric.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.